Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
On Wednesday mornings, we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about state politics. Jack, Michigan Congressman Dave Camp announced this week he will not seek re-election this year. Now, this comes after Senator Carl Levin, Congressman Mike Rogers, and Congressman John Dingell made similar announcements in recent weeks. What do these changes mean for Michigan's clout in Congress?
Well, it's not good. It's a lot of seniority and some powerful people leaving. Together, they have 133 years of service between them, and there are four other congressmen who conceivably could lose their bids either for renomination or re-election. Now, committee chairmanships rotate, unlike the old days, so, for example, Dave Camp would have had to give up chairmanship of the Ways and Means Committee, but it certainly probably means that Michigan, which has less clout anyway because it has fewer congressmen than it used to, is going to have, unfortunately, even less power in Washington come January.
Meanwhile, Jack, we're seeing the opening of the Medicaid expansion in Michigan this week. What will this mean for the state's working poor?
It means that several hundred thousand will have access to medical care who didn't have it before, and it'll be a healthier workforce. The sort of irony is that by refusing to give the expansion immediate effect last year, it cost the state something like $600 million. The Republicans were not willing to do that, so there was a time lag before people could sign up. But most people, including Governor Rick Snyder, thinks this is a very positive thing.
President Obama will be in Ann Arbor today to talk about raising the minimum wage. What are your thoughts on his proposal?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of people who like it and a lot of people in the business community who do not. The business community, chambers of commerce, have always resisted from the beginning of time any increase in the minimum wage, although Michigan is certainly a place where there are a lot of minimum wage workers, a lot of people working for less than the cost of living. And what's notable about Ann Arbor, apparently the president likes the University of Michigan. It's the third time he's visited it since he's been president, which is a record for a sitting president. But you have people like the owner of Zingerman's famous delicatessen who are in favor of raising the minimum wage, although he says he doesn't think President Obama's visit here is likely to change any mind. Still, I think that Michigan has always been friendly to President Obama. He carried it twice easily, and he probably thinks it would be a warm and favorable environment and one that illustrates the need for this.
And finally, Jack, the city of Detroit filed a new plan of adjustment for the city's bankruptcy this week. What did we see in this new plan?
Well, this is all very complex, and they keep lowering the amount that they are giving the creditors, largely at bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes' insistence. This is a complex plan, but it means a little less for creditors and a little less for the retirees who already having their pensions cut. They'd be cut, some of them, a tiny bit further, and they wouldn't get cost of living, which is not making them happy. And emergency manager Kevin Orr wants to also restructure the pension fund boards, which they're calling a takeover. So not very many people like this very much. But again, this is all hinging on two things: what bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes approves or doesn't approve. And we have to remember, if the legislature comes up with the $350 million needed to shore up the pension funds and protect the paintings at the DIA. So there's a lot yet to play out in all of this.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.